Welcome to Trivia with Will and Reed, the trivia game from O Brother Radio.
We've got questions and hopefully you've got answers, so grab a pen and paper and play along. You'll either know a bunch or learn a lot. Either way, you're a winner.
Welcome into Trivia with Will and Reed. And Will locking me, that is Reed locking me there. That is Gelderman pushing all the buttons. Thank you for joining us. All right, so special night. My kids are our guests, which is not super unusual, but they're actually in studio with
right.
us. They're here. So the first game we're going to play tonight, which is the one that's going to be found on the podcast, is a game that I hosted this week and wrote at the Electric in Bluff Park. And Lila was there. She played on a team with our parents.
Oh, how about that?
So our parents can't play this one.
That's right.
Lila can't play it.
Okay.
But she's going to help host this one. So she'll be reading questions 1 and 3.
Great.
Each round. I'll read question 2. And then Liam is here. He has not played this. He doesn't know any of the questions. So he'll be on y'all's team.
Okay.
So there you go. Let's get right to it. I'll tell you this. The winning score from the Electric, where there was it was a packed house. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like as many teams as they could fit in mm-hmm. there. The winning score was 98.
Oh.
The losing score was 53.
Okay.
Then the day after that, I hosted a special event for the staff, teachers, and faculty from Highlands School, not affiliated with the church at all.
That's the school
that's been around for a long time.
It used to be called Highlands Day School.
It used to be called Highlands Day School until everybody else started calling preschools day schools.
So, right.
Yeah, because it's a school. And they only had 4 teams. So they divided like a large group, 40 to 50 people, into 4 groups. And the winning score there was 95.
Okay.
They were great. And Lila, it was all their first time to play my game. So the scoring and stuff like.
Lila, do you remember what your team score was with mom and dad?
I'm pretty sure it might have been 53.
Okay. That's not right. It was like 75 or something, right?
No.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Anyway. All right. So let's do it. Here we go. Round 1, question number 1.
All right, Lila, what's the question?
Question number 1 is, what character has died 98 times in the South Park series?
Okay. Yep. Good.
All right. Question number 2 is, the Met in New York is what kind of museum?
Okay.
And question number 3, what annual celebration is held on March 14th? So that's a recent one.
What annual celebration is held on March 14th?
Just happened.
14th.
Surely everybody's March head 14th? Is still kind of hurting
March
from it.
March 14th. Huh.
Just happened.
Huh.
All right. So, podcast players, you can pause now.
Well, I'm intrigued by
that. You guys talk about this. Liam, do you know any of these?
What do you know, Liam?
What day was the 14th?
March 14th.
So that would have been 16th, 5th, Thursday of last week?
Oh, Thursday.
I think that's right. Yeah, that's right. Last Thursday. Is it, gosh.
They were celebrating us being on the show last week, obviously.
You know, it's a weird thing because St. Patrick's Day is a big deal. That's the 17th of March, right?
Yes.
So what would be an annual celebration that's close to St. Patrick's Day?
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the other two first then. So who's the character that dies all the time on South Park? Liam, do you know this?
Oh. No.
So here's the thing. We watched some South Park at the house recently, but it's been recent episodes, and this has not been a recurring theme anymore.
You know this, Gelderman, right?
Yes, it's Kenny.
They killed Kenny. Yeah. Okay, so that's Kenny. And then the second question, Will, was the one you read. It was about...
Yeah, the Met in New York is kind of museum?
Okay, so I think it's just an art museum.
I think it is as well.
Pretty positive about that. So yeah. March 14th.
March 14th.
I mean, I just don't feel like I know anything about it. I mean, are we counting the beginning of the Players' Championship as an annual
Happen on March 14th?
It did this year.
Then sure.
I just don't even know what else to say.
Let's go with that for 1 point.
We'll go with the beginning of the Players' Championship for 1 point, and we'll do 5 points for Kenny and 3 points for Art Museum.
All right, Lila, what were the correct answers there?
For question number 1, the correct answer was Kenny.
Okay.
And question number 2, the correct answer was Art.
Okay,
there we go.
And Liam, I was really thinking you were going to get this third one because you came home and wouldn't stop talking about it.
Mm.
The annual celebration held on March 14th is Pi Day.
Oh, of course,
no.
Pi Day.
3/14.
No,
yes, that's right.
So, listen, morning, Matthew Mayfield was on the show, musician, and Will Mason.
Yes,
we're here together, and so I said something about Happy Pi Day to everyone, and Matthew said, Will Mason here, Yeah, he really loves Pi Day. He's all about it. And I was like trying to figure out the joke, like, is he like Pi, whatever.
Sure.
He's like, no, really. He's like, he had to like learn as a competition.
Mm.
And dude, Will Mason started reciting Pi.
Yeah, sure.
And went on to the point where I don't know if it was a minute. It felt like a minute.
Right.
And I stopped him and said, that's enough.
It's unbelievable.
That is enough.
Of course, also, full disclosure, if we don't know the Pi, he also could have just been making it up as he went.
That's right. True.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's a very ethical person. I don't think he would do that.
Incredibly ethical. Yes. And he's very smart. But I would love to talk, you know, we didn't have time then, but I said, like, what? Like, what's your process there? Like, how do you remember that? And of course, it was this rhythmic type of thing he was doing.
Yeah, there's a wonderful TED Talk by a guy who I think his name is Joshua Foer, but maybe I'm confusing him with the author. But there's a great TED Talk about memory competitions and using memory palaces, and memorizing the digits in Pi or whatever it is one of the things that they commonly do in these memorization competitions. So anyway, if you do a search for TED Talk memory palace, highly recommend, and they look at what the process is for memorizing all those numbers.
Well, there you go. All right. So you guys got 8 points there in round one. Round two, question number one.
Question number one. The highest and lowest points on Earth are both on what continent?
Okay. Highest and lowest points on Earth.
Hmm. Yeah. Question number two. Who was recently named the new permanent host of Jeopardy?
Okay.
And then question number three. Charles Lindbergh made the first nonstop city from...
That's a misprint. Nonstop flight.
Yes,
from there we go.
Charles Lindbergh made the first nonstop flight from what city to what city?
Okay. All right, so let's talk about the correct answers there. Let's start with the highest and lowest points, right? And the question is, on what continent?
Yeah, so they're both on the same, which I learned something writing this question. I didn't realize the lowest point and highest were on the same continent.
Okay, so Liam or Gelderman, do you have a thought on that?
I personally don't. I would guess Africa, but there's nothing really.
Yeah.
Well, isn't the lowest point the Mariana Trench?
That's what I would think as well.
In the planet, but I'm assuming this would mean like land, land point.
Oh,
that's
land.
Correct, yeah.
But now here's my thing. So I just feel like it has to be Asia, right? Because the highest point on the planet, in my mind, is of course, just Mount Everest, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I find myself wondering, like, oh, is that just the highest point that people, like, can commonly access and climb? But I think that there's a Seven Peaks thing, even including Antarctica. And I think Mount Everest is the highest of all the points. It's either going to be Asia or, like, Antarctica, I believe.
Then let's go with Asia.
Let's go with Asia for that. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about Lindbergh's flight. Gelderman, you read years ago
Bill
Bryson's book,
the,
One Summer.
The year that it happened.
Mm-hmm,
1927?
Yes.
What was the name of the plane?
Plane Junior.
It is the Spirit. Charles,
the Spirit of Adventure.
The Spirit of St.
Augustine.
Louis. The Spirit of St. Louis.
St. Louis. Right. And it was made in, of course.
Yes. It was made in an airplane factory.
California.
Oh, California.
Okay,
and the pilot was Charles very Lindbergh. Anti-Semitic. Charles very Lindbergh. Anti-Semitic. Yes. Oh, wow. Lindbergh. Oh, huge.
I didn't know that.
Anti-Semite. What? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Huge Hitler fan.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Big time.
No.
100%.
Was that in the book?
Yes.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
Okay, anyway, whatever. Let's get away from that part right now, although that is an important part of the history for people to understand. He flew from New York to Paris.
That was it.
Yeah. Kind of surprising it wasn't to Berlin in retrospect, but anyway, it was to Paris.
Question number two was the who was recently named the new permanent host of Jeopardy?
Okay.
Could not tell you.
Really, Gelderman?
I haven't watched Jeopardy since I was a child.
I mean, the only thing I can guess here is Ken Jennings. I just don't know. I know that, what was the name of that show that, when we were, Blossom, I know that she was one of the people. Anyway, I think it's got to be Kim Jennings.
Let's go with that.
I can't guess anything else. I don't know.
Are you confident in that enough? Okay, then let's
go say
1 point there.
1 point there. Let's say 3 points for Asia.
Yeah.
And 5 points for New York to Paris, which I felt very good about.
That sounds good.
All right. Round two answers.
Yes.
The highest and lowest points on Earth are both on Asia.
Okay.
Yeah, that's which good. Is the Himalayas, correct?
Sure. What's the lowest point?
Nepal. The lowest point is the Dead Sea in Jordan.
Well, all right.
Which is also in Asia.
Okay, yeah. Sure, yeah. Huh.
For number two, the new permanent host of Jeopardy is Ken Jennings.
Okay, so we got their point there.
And for number three, he flew from New York to Paris.
Okay, that's 9 points.
Yeah, and so, like, I did have one player say, yeah. like, I don't think you should have given all those points to all those people because, you know, technically he didn't fly out of New York City. Because I said West City City. But whatever, I did give it to everyone who said New York. But it was, you know, it was like an hour away from New York. But if you... Any way you look at that, it was New York
to Paris. It's New York to Paris is the flight, yeah.
Okay, so round three, question number one. I'm going to give you what I asked the players at the Electric. I changed the question for the players from Highlands.
Okay.
Question number one, Lila, is that spelling question there?
Okay. All right, what is the...
Question number one, spell kebab. Chicken kebab.
Now, to make sure I know what word you're talking about, how's it spelled? What's the... Okay. All right. So, kebab.
All right. Question number two. There are 3 international airports that service New York City.
Okay. Yes.
But which one actually isn't in New York?
Oh, okay.
The city or the state.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
I have no clue.
There are 3 New York City international airports.
Okay.
One of them's not in the city or state.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then question number three.
Question number three, you have to be at least how old to be a U.S. senator?
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's start there. Do we know how old you'd have to be a U.S. senator? There is an age requirement there. It appears not to be like an intelligence requirement, as far as I can tell, but there is an age requirement.
I know that it's less than for the president. Is it just in the 20s or is it just 18?
It's older than that.
What?
Yeah, so to be present, Liam, do you know this? Have you studied this? You're in 7th grade, right?
Yeah, I think we learned it at the very beginning of the year.
Okay, so that's a while ago.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay. So to be president, you have to be 35.
Yeah.
To be a congressperson, you just have to be 25.
That's it.
And I think for senator, it's right in the middle. I think it's 30. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about that middle question, Will. What was one you read?
So there are 3 international airports that service New York City. Which one is not in New York?
Jeez.
I don't even know which ones are in New York.
The only two I can even name are LaGuardia and JFK.
Which one was in the movie Terminal? Am I thinking of the
one? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, maybe. I just can't even name the other one. I want to say, I mean, LaGuardia... I know has recently undergone like a major like renewal, but I was thinking it was maybe in kind of like, I don't know what, in Brooklyn or area or something.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Do we have any idea? We don't know.
I think LaGuardia is in New York.
In New York proper?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe JFK then? Because I can't even, can you even name a different one, Liam? Because you've done some flying in and out of New York.
Yeah, dude, you've been to New York a bunch.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we only use there. LaGuardia.
LaGuardia.
That's the only one we went to.
You did, I think, primarily fly in and out of LaGuardia.
And that was like when we flew back, it wasn't very far.
Do you remember like where you went to get to LaGuardia?
It wasn't far.
Okay. So let's maybe say JFK. Okay.
Yeah.
And then how do we spell kebab?
Now, this I'm pretty confident in.
Okay.
K E B A B.
I feel like sometimes people, kebab. Like Australians, right, pronounce it like kebab.
Yeah.
Kebab. Of course, Australians is hard to know based on what they're saying. I mean, it could be spelled anything. Let's go K-E-B-A-B for 3. Let's go JFK for 1. And let's go 5 points for the other question, which was the one about...
Senators.
Yeah, 35. We'll go 5 points for the score or for the answer, 30.
Okay, so the first one, kebab. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Now, look, here's the deal. It was one of those, like, you know, I was in the New York Times crossword puzzle from years ago. Yeah. And I was like, I spelled it incorrectly. I spelled it, I think, K-A-B-O-B.
That's reasonable.
And I was like, wow, I missed 2 of these? Like, how's that even a thing? So that's why I put it in there. And I did, like, look up, like, how do you spell kebab?
Sure.
And yeah, correct. It's K-E-B-A-B.
Yeah.
Of course, it was quickly pointed out to me by some players.
Alternate spelling as well.
Hey, you know, you can spell that any way you want, basically. Like, there are these ways. And the second, the first alternate is K-A-B-O-B. So whatever.
In the dictionary, guys, that's listed as an alternate?
As an alternate. But yeah. There's like, it does list like Australia, they were like, you know, France, they spell it this way, whatever. Yeah.
Of course, you know, a good way to write that is to say, hey, the main entry in Merriam-Webster spells kebab.
I did actually say that. Yeah. Okay, so in my defense,
that's way to
I
say
did
it.
Say that to all the people.
Then that's
I said
the correct
I'm
answer.
Talking about the main entry in...
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. But most teams did get it. Good. One team did put that alternate, and I gave it to them.
So, okay.
Yeah. The airport is Newark, which sounds like New York, Newark, New Jersey.
Of course.
So, you know, that and JFK are the ones that are the bigger airports, so they can take the bigger planes, whatever. LaGuardia is more kind of
I didn't even think about, like, Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, to be a U.S. senator, you have to be 30.
All right, there you go. So we got, what is it? Eight points.
8 points there. Okay, no, our parents who did play the game, they're still playing to see how much they can remember. And so far, perfect game.
Okay, how about that?
Yeah, so that's good
for them.
I'll say this. Yeah. Sometimes that's difficult for me. Like if I...
That can be tough.
Yeah, now not the same week usually.
Yeah, it's only been 2 days since they played the game.
Right, but yeah. All right, round four, question number one.
Question number one, Titan is the largest moon of what planet?
Okay.
All right, question number two, how many states are named for presidents?
Okay.
All right. Hmm.
And question number three, the Bay Bridge in California connects the cities of San Francisco and what?
Okay, the Bay Bridge connects San Francisco and what?
Okay. City. Whatever
city. Sure, whatever city, okay.
Huh. All right. I've never been to California. I've got no clue.
Oh, yeah, well, you go to California.
There are a bunch of,
I hear that. Great. Yeah.
Bunch of cities right around there. All right, so, you know, my first thought is Oakland.
Yeah.
But I don't know if San Francisco and Oakland are necessarily disconnected by the water there. Also, San Jose, I think, is right in that same area. But I want to say Oakland. Gosh, I hope I'm not wrong about that, though. Liam, do you have a thought on that?
No.
Okay. So maybe say Oakland.
Yeah, let's just go Oakland.
I feel like it's going to... Okay. It may be wrong. Now, the other question, Will, you said...
Yeah, so the first one was Titan.
Oh,
the largest moon of what planet?
What do we know here? Liam, Gelderman?
I feel like it's either Saturn or Jupiter. But no, wait, is it?
I was going to say Jupiter.
Okay, then let's go Jupiter.
I was going to say Jupiter.
I feel like it might be Venus.
Interesting.
But does Venus have moons?
I'm not positive.
I don't even know.
I don't know. Huh. I don't know.
Then let's just go Jupiter.
Okay.
Since that was the gut instinct.
And then the other question was?
How many states are named for presidents? Geez.
Okay. I mean, Washington. I mean, I think that's maybe it, right?
Maybe.
I feel like that's going to be it.
I'm trying to go through every single state now. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas.
No, whatever. No. I feel like it's got to be just that.
It might just be Washington.
We're going to say one. All right, so let's do... we feel best about that?
I don't know. About we feel best about one?
I don't know. Let's go 3 points for one.
Okay.
Let's go 5 points for Jupiter.
Oh, I don't feel good about any of these.
And then the other one was what?
The Bay Bridge.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. No, that's a one-pointer there. Oakland. 1 point for Oakland, 3 points for one, and 5 points for Jupiter. Lila, what happened?
Okay. For number one, Titan is the largest moon of Saturn.
No. Okay.
And number two, this one I actually got pretty easily because in kindergarten, I sat in front of my iPad and would not get up until I learned all 50 states in alphabetical order.
Gotcha.
So this is the only one that came easily to me. It is just Washington.
Good. Okay.
There we
go. So we're going to get 3 points.
Okay. 3 points.
And then the Bay Bridge in California connects San Francisco and Oakland.
Oh, okay. Oh. 4 points. That's a weird score.
That is a weird score.
It was weird.
Okay.
And y'all said Saturn.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
It's weird going for five on that one.
Well, we didn't feel confident about any of them.
Yeah. That's a good point. Okay. Round five. Here we go. Question number one. We always do a state slogan here. What you got, Lila?
Number one, what state slogan is the North Star State?
Okay.
Okay, and I've told players this week, this next question may be favorite question I've ever asked.
Okay.
I may do more of these down the road. What is the 20th word of the Star Spangled Banner? Okay. Viola, number three.
Number three, from 1943 to 1974, the Grand Ole Opry was held where?
So I'm not looking for a city or state. I'm looking for the building.
Okay.
Because now there is the old Opry House, right? Where it's held, it's just called the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
But forever, historically. Now, there were a few little places here and there before that. Okay. We're looking for the main place where it was held, and it was from 1943 to 1974.
And you said the building?
Yeah, like what is that place called?
Okay. All right.
Like if it was held here or across the street, it would have been held at Regents Field.
Okay.
For all that time. Okay. All right. So those are your questions for round five.
So, okay. So where's the Grand Ole Opry held? What was the...
Where was it held until 1974 for the most part? Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I mean, the only thing I even know to guess here is like Opryland.
Then let's say that because...
I just don't know anything else to say.
I've only heard of Grand Ole Opry. I don't even know what it is.
The Grand Ole Opry is like a... country music
lots of
mecca.
D's being put there at an old
yeah
grand, there's no yeah,
there's
D
no
there.
Okay just
well
old.
Yeah but now you and I have college degrees so we would say the Grand Ole Opry
of course yeah. The yeah the name of that's it, proper noun is Grand Ole Opry
right. Grand Ole Opry I say Grand Ole Opry
okay well they say grand with a D and then O-L-E
not me
Opry
not me okay yeah. All right, so maybe Opryland, but I know that's not right. I just don't know what else to guess about that. I mean, it's going to be Nashville something or other. I mean, it's like Nashville City Hall. We'll say Opryland. And then the second question there. Oh, okay. All right, here we go. So 20th word.
Yes.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming is what
gleaming.
I had as well.
Yeah,
and that's what Gelderman
what
had.
I have.
Liam, do you feel good about that?
You want to sing it?
I don't know it.
Oh, you don't want to sing the national anthem?
No.
I think you can sing the national anthem.
And here, you do the harmony and I'll do the say.
And I'll do some drums.
You do the beatbox.
Boom, boom, boom. Beatbox.
By the dawn.
The classic.
All right, so that's what y'all are going with?
Okay, with gleaming there. Okay. And what was the first question?
The state slogan, the North Star
North
State.
Star State.
So, which state was it that recently was redesigning their flag and people could submit things? It's one of
like
it starts
Alaska
with an M.
Or something?
Oh. I thought it was Minnesota or Montana.
Oh, maybe Montana. I don't know. Maybe so.
Because I think I remember one of the things in the flags that were being entered was there was always a star.
Okay.
But I don't.
Maybe let's go Montana. It's in the north.
It's in the north. It's up there.
It's you'd see a lot of stars.
Yeah.
A lot of empty sky. Let's go Montana.
Let's go Montana.
So let's go gleaming for five.
Yes.
What was the last question we'll have to do with?
The Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's 1 point.
That's a 1 point.
And we'll go 3 points for Montana. Lila, what were the right answers?
Okay. Question one. The North Star State is Minnesota.
Oh. No, dadgummit.
That's the other one I said.
For number two, the 20th word is gleaming.
Okay, there good. Go. But hang on a second. How is Minnesota not like the land of like a bazillion lakes or whatever? I thought that was the whole
That's Michigan.
No, I think Minnesota is like all the lakes.
Maybe it's Minnesota. No, I think it's Michigan's the...
I think Minnesota's the...
No, land of lakes. That's like a fake butter.
No,
that's butter.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, whatever.
I'll look. Yeah. But... Yeah, no, Minnesota is
okay. Sure. Oh, I'm not doubting that. I'm saying, how in the world is it not like lake related?
Here's the great thing about this next one. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you got it right, gleaming.
Okay.
But one, like, if it is tricky at all, which it's really not, it's because there are several words in there that have like
contractive.
Yeah, and maybe. Like if you're just trying to count.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Like off, you may have a word that has multiple.
Sure. Or like you might start counting syllables accidentally.
So you may have like a word that's
Do you count O as a word?
Right. So no, yeah, there's nothing weird about that in this part.
Yeah.
But syllables, that's where you get
Sure.
But the best part is just that all the teams
had
were
to sing
singing.
It. Yeah, that's great.
Which is good.
It's good.
And then, yeah, the third one, Lila, was the Ryman Auditorium.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which the Ryman, you know, super famous place.
Sure.
And,
yeah, absolutely.
All right, so there you go.
I think just 5 points there, Gelderman? Okay.
Round six. Boy, so through four rounds, our parents have 44 points. They're at 55
That's
points
wonderful.
Now. That's
wonderful.
That's a perfect
That's
game.
That's great.
Where are you guys?
We are definitely not at that. We're sitting at 34.
34, okay. Points. A little bit behind. And again, they did play this game.
Sure. That's true.
Just
That's
two
true.
Days ago. Yeah. But either way. Okay, round six, the most popular round. The top 10 airlines in the U.S., based on the number of flights per month are what? So this is not based on like revenue or anything like that.
Okay.
So players, here's how this works. There are 10 correct answers. You can only put three answers. You're trying to get the top three, and you can get them in any order. And if you do, you get 11 points. If you get three out of the top 10, you get 9 points. If you get two out of the top 10, you get 8 points. If you get one out of the top 10, you get 5 points.
Okay, so let's talk about what we think the answers might be. Liam, what's the first airline that comes to your mind?
Delta or American Airlines.
Okay, I like both of those as answers. Gelderman?
Well, see, I misheard the question and thought we were talking about airports.
Oh, I see.
And so immediately was going through all the different airports in my head.
You were thinking of Newark.
Yeah.
That will be a good question coming up. I've written similar things to that, but yeah, I like that.
The busiest airports, that's good.
But I would say Delta as well. And that's the only one I know. I don't fly really that often.
You have flown.
I have.
Okay. Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
To visit family up in Chicago and to go to Philadelphia once when I was 3 years old.
Okay. I feel like it's going to have to be, I like Delta and American both, and then I maybe like Southwest.
I feel like Southwest
is pretty popular. I'm trying, really struggling
I've
actually.
Heard that before.
Yeah, outside of like jokey ones like Spirit Airlines. Or, you know, what there used to be like JetBlue, right? I don't even know if that's still a thing. I'm not sure actually. I'm struggling even to think of like what would be another like major airline.
Which ones have we listed? Delta.
You know, I play all my golf at Roebuck, and that's right near the airport, so I see a lot of airplanes.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're seeing a lot of like Delta, American, and especially American and Southwest. Now, of course, maybe that's just because it's the Birmingham airport, right?
Yeah.
That is the reason for that.
Right. But I still feel like, I don't know, I feel like you see a lot of advertisements for Southwest, which once again, we're in a particular market. Just can't think of any other.
Then let's just go those
three. Let's go with those three. Delta, yeah. American, and Southwest.
Okay. So Lila, read off the top 10 starting here. Number one with 5,625 flights.
American Airlines.
That's every, how often they have that many?
Per month.
Per month.
And,
okay,
and
gotcha.
This data is specifically from February of 2024.
Gotcha. So American is in top. All right.
Number two with 4,266 is Delta.
Okay. So far, so good. Way to go, Liam. And the third one?
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
Okay. And then number three is United.
Oh, of course. Oh. Duh. Jeez.
Didn't even think about that.
Didn't even think about it. Yeah, but duh.
Okay, so if you got those three,
that'd be 11.
11 points.
Gotcha.
This next one, Southwest.
Okay, good. So we were close.
Yeah.
We were close.
Y'all would have gotten, what is that, 9?
So we got 9 points because we got three of the top 10. What are the other ones?
Next is Alaska Airlines.
I thought about that, actually.
What was that? JetBlue and Spirit.
And Spirit.
Oh, okay. And there's two more.
And some more.
What is that? Frontier.
Okay, yep.
Allegiant.
Never heard of it.
And Hawaiian.
Okay, I've heard of Hawaii. All right. So we got 9.
Yeah. So you guys got 9. Again, if you got this top 3, you get 11. In any order, it didn't matter. If you got 2 up, you got 8. You got 1, you got 5. Okay, round 7. Here we go. Question number 1. Oslo is the capital of what European country?
Okay.
Number 2. What Roald Dahl, I don't know if I said that right.
That's close enough.
Book became a Steven Spielberg film in 2016.
Okay.
How would you pronounce? Because I went through a lot of training on pronunciation for this, and that's how I thought.
In the last year or two, I've heard it said that apparently his first name is supposed to like rhyme with his last name, so I think it's supposed to be like Roald Dahl.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't know. Roald Dahl is what most people say.
Players put me through the ringer. It was like, I think I'd, whatever.
Yeah.
And then question number 3 was, what sport uses 8 large balls and a palino?
Okay. Hmm.
All right, those are your questions round 7. Podcast listeners, you can pause. What do you guys got?
Okay, let's start there. Does anybody know what game or sport it is that uses 8 large, relatively large balls and a palino?
What's a palino?
It's a tiny ball, well, relatively speaking, that's used in this game. It's a small ball.
And some people would call it a jack.
Yeah, jack or a palino. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it one? Is it that game where you like?
It is not croquet, although that's a good thought because croquet also uses 8 balls that are, well, depends on your set of croquet, but balls that are similar in size to the balls in this game. This game is bocce.
Oh.
Bocce. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, Liam, do you not? We own bocce.
Is that where you throw it?
Yep. It's like lawn bowling, right?
I'm not saying that's correct, but we do own
bocce. Yeah, it is bocce. All right. So, and the second question there, Will, was what again?
Yeah. What rolled? Oh, Roald yeah. Is it the doll? Or how? Yeah.
Roald Dahl.
Was that what in 2016?
Book became a Steven Spielberg film in 2016.
You know, so it's either going to be, well, I don't remember if there's a recent, was there a recent James and the Giant Peach in the last 10 years?
I don't remember there being one.
What about Matilda? Oh.
I think that was more recent, and there maybe was like a musical of it.
I mean, the other big ones, of course, like were, you know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, although I'm trying to think of, there have been three renditions, but I don't think, I don't think there was one in 2016.
I think it was before that.
Yeah, so James and the Giant Peach, there's the BFG. Did they make a BFG? Steven Spielberg? Oh, that feels did. Like. Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Maybe it's the BFG.
But I feel like that was.
Because I feel like Matilda is older. Let's go BFG. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then the first one, Lila, what was that first question?
Oslo is the capital of what European country?
Okay. I think it's Norway, right?
Yes.
It's got to be. I mean, yeah. Those Scandinavian countries are easy to kind of mix up. And I'm like, oh, is it Sweden? Is it? I feel like it's got to be Norway.
I think it is.
Because is Stockholm maybe the, what would be the capital of Sweden? Let's go Norway for Oslo.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to go 11 points here?
I'm not confident enough in the answer. But if you are, then let's do
I'm
it.
I'm not.
Okay. Well, then no.
Let's go 1 point for Norway. Let's go 3 points for the BFG. And let's go 5 points for whatever that other one was.
Let's do
bocce.
Bocce. Okay. Oh, it's definitely 5 points.
Yeah.
Okay. Lila, what are the correct answers?
All right. You're going to kick yourself.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oslo is the capital of Norway.
Good.
The BFG was created into a Steven Spielberg film in 2016.
That's Liam there. Nice job, Liam.
And it is, in fact, called Bocce Ball.
Bocce Ball. Okay, that's okay. I don't feel bad about that because we're just trying to make sure we at least get the low score, and we couldn't take a zero.
That's true.
I don't know what happened there. So our parents before that had an incredible 66 points through six rounds.
That's great.
Having played the game 2 days ago. But before we even went through the answers and stuff there, he's like, uh-oh, we only got 8 points on this one. Huh. I hadn't even said the answers yet.
Huh. Maybe they just felt so, you know, such a lack of confidence in their other answer.
They're at 74. Okay. All right, moving into round eight. This one's a little bit wordy. Question number one.
Okay.
The Corpse of Discovery Expedition was the United States expedition to cross the newly acquired western portion of the country after the Louisiana Purchase, and it was led by what two people?
Oh, okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, and listeners, last names are fine.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, Lila?
Which is faster, 100 knots or 100 miles per hour?
Oh, yeah, okay, gotcha.
And then question three, who is the author of the 2020 memoir, A Promised Land?
Okay. All right. So that first one, I guess that's the big official name of that expedition, which I wasn't familiar with that. But I think it's just going to be Lewis and Clark, right?
It's got to be the only duo of explorers. That's
got to be Lewis and Clark. And it was the core of what? The Corps of Discovery?
Yeah, for the Corps of Discovery Expedition.
Okay.
As the official name.
How about that? Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
But it's got to be Lewis and Clark.
It's got to be.
Okay.
I think I said corpse there. Yeah,
corpse. You know, it's spelled corpse. It's a real weird word. Yeah, core. All right. And then the last one is, do we know this? A Promised Land.
Sound?
Oh, no. This is, all right. So let's talk about that, Liam. So knots would be like when you're in a boat, right? You're traveling at an airplane's also. There you go. So like you're traveling at this many knots as opposed to miles per hour, right? 100 knots.
And what's crazy about this, and I've told players, like if I'm in an airplane, a helicopter, if we're going 80 knots, I can pretty quickly give you a roundabout about how many miles per hour that is. Yet, explaining this answer, it still makes my head hurt. And when I say it out loud, it's like, wait a minute.
Anyway. It's like doing, like currency, like figuring out like currency rates and whatever. It's
weird.
It's because it works opposite of like whatever. Okay. Okay. Because like if the Iraqi dinar is like 7 to like every 10 American dollars. And that actually means that it's like more valuable than the American dollar, even though the number is lower.
Good news, kids. We're going to be really rich one day because dad bought a lot of Iraqi dinar back in the day.
Yeah.
When it was very low in value.
Yes. And it's still to this day.
I think it's lower now. And it was only 20 years later. We're 20 years out, I think. Right. And it's lower.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, Lewis and Clark, we feel good about that. Yeah. And who wrote A Promised Land? Do we know that?
No, but I have a feeling I'm going to be...
I own this book, but have not read it yet because it's a very big book.
Liam, you don't know this? A Promised Land.
A Promised Land.
A Promised Land?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was something you were studying recently based on the project you and I talked about.
It is a former president... whose last name rhymes with Mobama.
Obama?
Yes, good. Good, Liam.
It's Barack job, Obama. Barack I thought Obama. You would know that.
Yeah. And I just don't know on the knots thing. I just don't know.
Why. I feel like this may have been a question years ago.
Yeah. Okay, so this is one that I did originally write this one.
Okay.
But I was accused of having used this for the third time by lawyers.
How about that?
Because I think you had some kind of knot question at some point, and
I think I have one about what's longer, a mile or a nautical mile.
Right, that. That's and then I had maybe that same thing from a year ago or something.
Yeah, and then I think maybe I had a question about who is taller, Miles Davison or
Don Knotts.
Or Don Knotts.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right.
Let's just go 100 knots as the answer there for one point. We'll go 5 points for President Obama, former President Obama, and 3 points for the other one.
All right. Yeah, you got all those.
Okay, great.
So yeah, weird stuff. 100 knots is 115 miles per hour, which sounds weird when you say it that way. But that makes it faster.
Yeah. Did I say Miles Davison earlier because of Nick Davison?
Oh,
I didn't say Miles Davis. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. My bad there.
But yeah. And then Barack Obama, Lewis and Clark as well.
Okay.
All right. So bonus round. Here's the deal. Lila, are you familiar with the game Clue? Have you played much Clue?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't think we
That's too bad.
We
it's
have
a great game.
No, we have like a fancy Clue. I was like, it looks like a book in the bookshelf. And you take it out and it folds up.
Very good.
All the stuff. Here's the deal. Everyone, except my children, I guess, have played Clue. And so we all know the rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need 5 of them.
Okay.
They're 9.
Yeah.
Of course, we all know.
Of course.
The kitchen. And the ballroom.
Oh, you're giving us some of them now.
Yeah, everybody knows the library. Yeah.
Sure.
We know those 3.
Yes.
The kitchen, the ballroom, the library.
Yes.
So now there's 6 others. You have to name 5.
Okay. I like it.
For sure, there's the study.
That's what I was going to say first.
Yeah. What were the 3 that you gave us?
Kitchen, ballroom, and library.
Okay, kitchen, ballroom, library.
Study. I feel like the billiards room.
I think, yes, the billiards room.
Okay.
How long has it been since I've played Clue?
Longer than I thought, apparently.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to, you know, the study for sure. All right, so like, what would you say? You'd say like it was Mrs. Peacock in the billiards. Yeah. I feel good about billiards.
Candlestick.
Yeah, right. Liam, have you played any Clue? No?
Attic?
A little bit?
No.
You have at some point.
What kind of rooms are we thinking about? It's a study, the...
So, billiards. What are the 3 that we
he
were
He said ballroom, library, and kitchen.
Library and kitchen. So...
Is there maybe the hall?
There might be, but I think the hall is just where you're
the
moving
hall,
around
so where
from
you move,
room
right.
to room. There's probably a dining room.
Oh, I like that. Yes, thank you. All right, so...
Now I'm just thinking about the movie Clue from the 80s.
The dining room, the billiards room, the study, and the...
What are the
rooms? Is there going to be like an observatory?
Maybe. I like that. Okay. I like observatory.
Let's go to the observatory. And...
Is there a... attic, garden, basement?
Attic, garden, basement.
That's one room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like any of those.
I don't think any of those are correct.
We're running out of time here.
We'll just... I mean, what other room could there be? Let's go with foyer.
The bathroom. Oh, I like foyer.
Okay, we'll go with foyer. Yeah. I don't think that's right,
though. I don't think it is.
Okay. I think you got 3. Let's see.
Okay.
So, first, conservatory.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
That's observatory.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Billiard room. Got that right. Study. You didn't get that.
We said study.
We said study.
That's the first one we said.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, all right. Those 2. Yeah. Hall.
Oh, we mentioned that, but we did not go with it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought that. Okay, I was kidding. Yeah. Then lounge.
Oh, of course, yes.
And dining room. You got that.
There we go.
So we got get three.
We got three of them.
All right, what was the final score there?
What's the final score?
68 points.
Nice.
And it's also the game where I both said observatory and Miles Daviston instead of conservatory and Miles Davis.
Yeah, no, all's good.
Yes.
All right, great job. Thank you guys for playing. Radio listeners, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a speed round of Reed's game from this week. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, Trivia with Will and Reed, wherever you get podcasts. And we'll see you back live next week for another live game. Back in a sec.
So southern, they'll get up.